Okay, and that was number five. I'm doing it myself. Integrate the institute. Seven. Now, I've heard Larry talk about that, that you need to take all the institute evidence and chop it up and have your students reorganize it. And we'll be bringing in some evidence from Emory and some evidence from here, as well as some new evidence to give to you later when we have the workshop later this month. For those of you in New York, so you integrate the institute evidence. That way your students are reading briefs that are from your high school instead of from my domain institute. Also, it teaches them to build arguments, which you want them to do, even if they're not as good as the ones in the institute, they're theirs. And tell them to give them better than they're theirs. And they can go, this is my brief, I wrote this brief. Don't question me about this brief, I know about it, I wrote it. They're much better at the process, they're much more committed in arguing it than they think they put it together. Once again, the approval process is probably happening at this point. Number six, approve what they find as a process, all kind of process, the new evidence. Then, this is going to start sounding familiar, sort, eight, three, nine, index description. And if they're producing too much stuff, then stop them. Pitch up the good stuff. If they're producing not enough stuff, then you have to retrench and say, well, we're not able to do this argument because we're not able to research this many arguments. Let's cut back a few. And that's how I would do it. That's really literally how I prepare for the negatives before the season begins. Yes, sir.
So what do you mean by case areas?
Okay. Good question. In the handbook your students have, there's a little reading in the beginning that talks about five areas of flow reform. Generally what I do is I look at the debate topics. And you could say that there's only a certain number of areas cases can be in, like this high school topic. They'll either change curriculum, or change teachers, or change school organization, or change school funding. You know about it. Something, everything that would do falls into that category, see what I mean? You can't predict every affirmative case, but you could probably predict what the general areas will be.
You mean curriculum, funding, teachers?
School organization.
Mm-hmm.
And in a little reading of the handbook, there's an essay that says, these are the five general areas of high school reform. And that's a good one to look at. And it's also good one just to give new students, here's some of the things that this topic is about. So that's how you figure out what the case is. All right, so that's preseason. There's probably issues this year, not very much. Well, let's move on to during the season. How to be a strategic coach during the big season. And this is where some of the things I talked with you about yesterday will come into play. During the debate season, this is what the strategic coach does. One, gather intelligent data. You want to find out what the arguments are other people are using. You want to find out what the arguments are that other people are using. Here's the basic ways to do that. The ones that is very useful are round report forms. Your debaters and your judges, at the end of the tournament, need to turn in a round report form for each debate they were in. And on that form, they need to write the team involved and what they said. If you were negative against them, then a brief outline of their affirmative case and what their plan is. If you were affirmative against them, what are their negative attacks against you? So you have a very simple one-page form that fill out what tournament, what team is it against, and the names of the students, so you can ask them to join us in. And then they're supposed to write down an outline of the major arguments that the name is used. This will give you so much insight. You can discover it really beautiful things like, my goodness, every legal studies team has exactly the same affirmative case. So if we prepare for one affirmative case, every time you meet legal studies with that, yes, sir.
So you're saying you'll be copying? I mean,
you should have a blank form and give it to your students when the tournament starts, and they fill them out, return it to you, and then you have them. And then it doesn't take you very long to go, wow, okay. Then you see what, if you have 16 and they have three rounds, that's 18 round report forms. So you get a lot, and you chose three, that's 21. So you're all set, and you have lots of, you know, lots of information. Round report forms are great, and then you keep them on file. And later on, when they say, well, we're meeting legal studies, Jones and Smith, you can say, let me see, I think we got this. Oh, here's what they say. Here's what their negative arguments are against our case. Oh, yeah, when we get to category three, strategic coaching is determined, you look so smart. I can tell you what they're going to say against you. All right, as good as you can, wow, okay, what will they say? So round report forms are extremely useful. The next thing that you can do is, I think it's a good, it's a very interesting thing is to look at the high school debate listserv. If you know what a listserv is, it's an email list that everybody on the list gets a copy of what anyone on the list sends. And there's a national cross-sect policy-based listserv. And people are always posting on it lists of arguments that people are using, lists of affirmative cases that are being run all over the country. It's a great place to find ideas for new cases. Wow, this team in California has this affirmative case about breakfast, and it looks really good. Maybe we'll do that. Steal ideas from everyone you see. And that's true about today. If you were a football coach and you saw a new pass play that really worked, same thing you do as a debate coach. If you see an argument that looks good, get it. And the other thing you can do is you can share information with other coaches. Share information with other coaches. It doesn't hurt to strike up a special relationship with other coaches that you sort of like and get along with, and then you can cooperate with each other. You can say, hey, Bill, what do you know about this legal studies plan? What does it really do? Well, you know, I heard it the other day, and I think that it is. What's its weakness? Well, I think they're really weak on it. And you'll really be able to help each other. Yes.
Where do you find this?
Okay. If you, it is available on our website. There's instructions on how to learn it, how to join it. And then when you join it, you'll get a bunch of email messages every day. Two-thirds of them will be irrelevant, and you'll erase them. And the other third will be, here are the cases that were just run at the University of Detroit tournament.
So we can answer through your
response. Well, you just join it, and if you have an email address, it will come to you.
Right, but the initial access.
Yeah, the initial access to it. And then I'm going to be giving you a packet of materials that are available on the internet. And you'll see one of them is how to join the listservs. And feel free to go ahead. Sometimes kids say the darkest things on the listserv, but you know, you're there mind for the good information, yes sir.
Sharing information with each other is not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
It should be stressed or whatever it is. Or just
you honestly don't want to share it with everyone shares with everyone, that would be beautiful, but it probably won't happen that way. You'll share with you'll create a formal helping relationship with each other. Then let's face it, if three schools agree to share their round report forms with each other, you'll know what everyone you lead from. Really soon. After the first tournament, you'll have a pretty comprehensive list of what everyone's arguing. And, you know, those coaches that have already been there this year, they've never been taught to do this. Well, you want to know how rich you are in that? That's a good idea. How would you do that? Well, maybe we can cooperate with you. So that's where you can gather intelligence data, share with each other. Second, then you prioritize. You prioritize. And you would prioritize as the season is going on by need. Who do we lose to? And what arguments do we lose from? Your round report forms are very important there. Because you can look and see, wow, whenever people run this argument, we lose. And you look at the ballot too, and you say, well, we're losing this today on this disadvantage once again. So it's time for us to have one of those little analysis drills, say that things I talked about yesterday. On this disadvantage, so we don't lose to it anymore. So prioritize the arguments that are hurting you. Well, we have nothing to say against that Benjamin Banneker case. We better get something to say. We prioritize over the or everybody's running vouchers. 2/3 of the teams are running vouchers. My goodness, we should spend more of our time researching on vouchers for current people. So you could prioritize it. Then, after you've figured out what it is you need to work on, then you can make research assignments. Then you can make research assignments. I think for research assignments during the season, most of the time they need to be very short and easy. It's not like you can say, okay, this week I want you to go read these 5 books. But if you are working on, we need some evidence to read in this breakfast case. Can you find some evidence and say, you know, breakfast in school doesn't work, or breakfast in school doesn't improve learning? How many pieces of evidence do you need? 3, 4? You don't need a whole bunch. You just need some. So a lot of these research assignments are very tightly directed. It's not like your research school. Very, you know, we need evidence that says this. Can you try to find it? If it's a difficult assignment, don't be afraid to give 2 students that assignment and ask them to coordinate with each other. If it's fairly easy, like there have been articles on in the New York Times, 1 student can do it fairly easily. And the other thing that you can make part of research assignments is the development of what we call strategy sheets. If you have some evidence on this breakfast case and you think you have something to say against it, you can assign as one or 2 students. Put together a strategy sheet of what evidence and arguments we have that we should use against this breakfast case. And then they can put together a little piece of paper, suggestions for arguments to make against Benjamin Banneker's breakfast case. And they could write out some suggestions, and then you can hand it out. If it looks okay to you, you can hand it out to the rest of the team. Then, if you have 5 debaters, and each of them prepare 1 strategy sheet, that means all your debaters now have strategy sheets against 5 different cases. So, even if it's not new research, it's figuring out how to use what you already have, or what the good arguments are. Strategy sheets are really important, and that essential way to get students involved. Somebody comes back from the debate, man, we used your strategy sheet and we won. And that's really, as a student who wasn't there, goes, yeah, I got to win for the whole team. And it really empowers them, and they feel like, let's face it, you're not going to develop a comprehensive argument and strategy against every other debate team. But if you pick the ones you really need to beat and have your students do it, who cares if it's not a perfect strategy sheet? They'll improve as time goes on, and they'll learn, and they'll learn themselves. And this is the kind of skill that will pay off over and over again. The most important events in your life are the ones you really need strategy sheets for. That big job interview, preparing to take the law boards, presenting your business proposal to the loan officer. You know, you need a strategy sheet, and this is a good experience for students to learn to develop that. Now, if you decide that you need a new case, a new negative argument, a new whatever, then you can go back to the pattern I talked about before, how to write a new case, how to generate the new argument. So, research assignment would be that point. Four, inspector moved.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that back to me better for my form?
Oh, if you feel that you need to do something brand new, we don't just need to improve or do something little. Our affirmative case states we need a new affirmative case. Then you can go back to the suggestions I made for the beginning of the season and how to develop a new affirmative case. You can do that in the middle of the season if you have to. Generally, if there's a big gap between tournaments, like a gap between the last tournament in the fall and the first tournament in the spring, that's a good time to say, well, kids, let's start working now on no affirmative case in the spring. So we'll catch people by surprise. Then you have weeks and weeks and weeks to do it in. And you can do it. And you can use the pattern I suggested earlier for developing the new argument. Fifth is violating anything that's produced here, you want to distribute. You want to distribute it. My advice is don't copy anything you have looked at. Photocopies are valuable. You probably have a limited photocopying budget. So just look at it to make sure you're not photocopying something that's not useful. And if it needs changes, you can give it back. They can change a little, and then you can photocopy. So that's during the season. Gather the challenge data. Figure out what you need to be. Figure out how to read it. And then distribute it to the students. Don't forget, though, in figuring out how to read these arguments, the drills I talked about, the analysis drills especially, are very useful for that process. So this is during the season, gather intelligence, and try to read. Now we go to at the tournament. Strategic coaching at the tournament. If I just erase my email address, I'll let you use it. Here's the thing to keep in mind at the tournament, because now this doesn't happen. It happens often enough, and I think it's very useful. Your students should not go to the debate round without talking to you. After all, you are the coach. And who do they talk to before going into play? The coach. So don't. My advice is don't be their chauffeur or the subway token person, right? Be their coach so that they come to you. If they know that they need your advice to win, you become very important to them. If they want to win. If they don't think you're not to win, then you may be nice and they may obey you, but they don't see you as being really essential. So I think I really want my grades. And I told them, I am not just chauffeur in the Uber app. I am your coach. And you don't go to the debate round without talking to your coach. Now, I also say that when they're in the debate round, they have free speech rights. They can say whatever they want. But I demand that they listen to my advice. They don't have to take it, right? But they should at least listen to it. And generally, they really want to win, they'll take your advice. Well, you want to have something constructive to say to your advice, so here's the thing to keep in mind. Bring intelligence, data, with you. Have all your round report forms. Have all your case and argument lists. Have all your strategy sheets. Keep them in, you know, punching the holes and keep them in the three-ring punches. And you go, oh, you're being good team. Let's see. Well, the last tournament, their case was this and this. And are you ready to debate that? Oh, yes, we talked about that 2 weeks ago, right? I remember. Do you have the strategy sheet to use in this case? Yes, you do. Okay? So you need those records. Second thing you need to have is an argument list of the arguments that your team is prepared to use. A negative argument list. Because if you have a list of all of your arguments that you're able to use, then let's say somebody has a brand new affirmative case, these are brunch in schools, not breakfast. then you can look at your argument. Well, here are all the arguments we have. Do any of these apply to this? And you're able to do some meaningful coaching before the debate. Say, you know, I think our argument about this argument would work against that. And are you got this one, right? Yes, you do. Good. Well, here's how you can use that against them. So make sure that you have an argument list that you can consult. So that you can't use these, because I just don't have that good memory, obviously I need a list. And so I can't just go, that's their case, okay, we should use, I just can't call up in my mind a list of all our negative arguments, even if there's only seven, right? I can't call them up, so I need a list, you know, that they have, and I can suggest. So always have an argument list. Third thing to keep in mind. Scout. During roundup, and round should be aware of. If you're not judging, well, if you are judging, you're a scout. If you're not judging, target the team that you're most concerned about and go and find out what their arguments are. Listen to the door. So I'm good in college. Listen to the door. Or another good thing to do is, oh, I'd really like to know what Stuyvesant is using as an affirmative. And you find, oh, I see, my friend Joe judged them. So I ask the person, hey, Joe, come here. So that you actually are scouting and gathering information actively. Fourth, always keep the parents. Always keep the parents. Let's say the hungry team is hungry teams is two of them. Now that the New York Urban Debate League tournaments, we have three bids. In the tournament. They're too low. They can win that third round, they're going to get a very high ranking award. And all of a sudden you see that they're debating Brock Leadership Academy. And you look at your information list and you don't know what arguments Brock Leadership Academy runs. I don't know what their program is. We don't have it. It's on our information list. What you can do is look at the pairings from round one and two, find out what round Brock Leadership is affirmative in, and then look and see, oh, I think it's my team, you know? Joe and Benny debated it. Okay, I'll ask there. Or my pal Joe, who's the coach at another school, I'm at the Institute, he judged them. Or you might just not know who is waiting, you can wait by the ballot test. And the judge, you don't know who the judge is, the boss. So the judge brings the bell in and says, here's my ballot, Boggs. And you go, excuse me, Mr. Ron. Can I ask you just a moment what that affirmative case is? So the parents will help you find out information that you don't have. And the thing I find about this is that you only need it when you really need it. Because if you've got an intelligence report on it, you don't need it. So a lot of times, having a parent will help you, keep you from having to tell your students, what's their argument? I don't know. Right? You want, and it just doesn't have to ever say, well, I don't know now, but I'm going to find out. Wait right here, and I'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes. Then you can go find out. The lunch break is a really good time to find people to get information about during lunch breaks or any break in the tournament. Okay? Now, number five. Let's talk about pre-round coaching. The important thing about talking to your debaters right before they go into debate is not swamp them with too much information. They, you know, you can tell them too much and they'll lose it all. Here's some simple advice. Make sure that they have a pad and a pen, and when you talk to them, they write stuff down. So they'll go, and then they'll get back to the room and they'll go, what is that saying? But if they write it down, and my thing is, I'll be ready to talk to you as soon as you're ready to write down what I have to say. And it's not because they're stupid, it's just that this is serious business. We want to win. You want to win, write this down. I don't think that's too much of that. For novice debaters. For novice debaters. Okay. Well, now that I've learned something to do with the chair, I'm not frightened. For novices, basically when they're affirmative, I don't try to talk to them too much. You know your affirmative. Here's what the devil will tell them. Anybody have any questions on your affirmative? Here's who your judge is. Tell them a little bit about the judge, if you know anything. And obviously, you should try to learn about judges as much as you can, because different judges are different kinds of stuff. And one of the things I'll do is, that's one thing you could really use your coaching talent for. Say, Bill, do you know anything about this judge? Oh, yeah, that judge is really out of it. They don't know anything. Right? Or that judge is such a left-wing freak that they think you should abolish schools totally. You know, it's like you get an insight into them. And also, you should read ballots during the year. You just all try to get up, whoa, that judge wants us to do it? Well, okay, next time we make it for them, we'll give them that. So, you know, you develop knowledge about the judge. But for analysis, I'm like encouraging them, you're affirmative, you're all that. Now, when they're negative, it's a little bit different. It's a little more difficult when your analysis are negative. I'll tell them, this is the team that you're debating. Here's what their affirmative case is. Do you understand it? Remember, we talked about it. We have a strategy sheet about it. And then here's the major argument that you should use against it. Here's my strategy. If they have strategy sheets, I'm going to take it out, and then you can say, okay, do you understand that? Do you understand that? They'll ask me a couple of questions, and then they can go off and debate. So when they're negative, it's like, here's their case. Here are your arguments. Here's what I know about the judge. And if you don't know anything about the judge, ask Will and Emmanuel. That UDL from they don't call because they refuse. And if you're at a college degree tournament and you need any advice on judges, feel free to ask me. Dr. Ruby is another one that tends to know all the judges on the college degree circuit. So that would be helpful. Now, what about your non-student students? Don't tell them too much. They can write it down. And this is why you develop strategy sheets, right? So that they have something to look at to help them through. And prep will pay off big. When the other team figures out that your team has a strategy sheet against them, man, they were all prepared for us. Yeah, that's because we're serious business. We're here with it. And your students sort of get that cocky attitude. Have you all seen the Zero video? The Zero Debate video that Larry Moss did? Boy, he is able to inculcate new students, a really creative, competitive attitude. It's like, yeah, we're working hard and we're prepping. You better watch out. Because we're ready. In front of your, and with your advanced debaters, generally what I have to do is I have them find out what the other team's case is. I have them figure out what they want to say. And then they come to me and say, these are the arguments, this is what their case is, these are the arguments we're going to make. 1, 2, 3, 4. And if that sounds good to you, you go, okay, very good. Or you can say, well, I don't know about this one, and you're leaving out this one, and what about this? And, gee, the strategy sheet says we should do this. Have you not looked at it? So if you know, let them come with you to the strategy. It really empowers them. But you still need to tell them about the judge. That's like the last thing they learn, who the judges are. I always try to tell my parents, remember who votes for you. Or the judge. So you need to tell the judge, yes. So when someone judges you and they say, I like this and don't like this, don't forget that. Because you'll ask them again. And the next time when you do it, they'll think, gee, that kid from 9 points must be a really smart kid. Right? And then they're more likely to vote for it. So in front of their people, have them try to come up with them when you're dealing with advanced graders, have them come up with a strategy, and then you just make sure they have an all together. Thank you.